The second daf in Perek Klal Gadol. So just to remind ourselves, yesterday we mentioned that in the opinion of Munvaz, a tinok shenishba lebeina akum, somebody who never had any knowledge of the concept of Shabbos at all, does not have to bring any karbonos for violating Shabbos, because Munvaz holds that's not called a shogeg, that's an onus, a guy didn't know anything. But the Chum disagree, the Chum hold that that's also called a shogeg. So we learned that Munvaz figured this out. He derived his shita that a tinok shenishba doesn't bring any karbon from the juxtaposition of two psukim. Pasuk says Torah achas yelachem lasos bishkaga, and the pasuk says vanefesh tasa biad rama. So the Torah itself links a person who doesn't have erev b'shogeg with a person who violates Shabbos b'mezid. So we Munvaz learns from there that both have to have some sort of yedia. They at least have to have known about Shabbos at some point. And if they don't know anything about Shabbos ever, then they're not going to be chayiv karban. So we learned yesterday that Rabbi Akiva, said to Munvaz, well, if you're going to say that you're going to compare shogeg to mezid, then maybe you should go even further and you say not only do they have to have known about Shabbos at some point, but they have to know about Shabbos while they're doing the Avera, that they have to even be completely aware while they're doing the Avera. So Munvaz says, yeah, that's an excellent idea. You're right. That's correct. So he said, but then that's not going to be shogeg at all. That's called mezid if you know what you're doing while you're doing the avera. So today we're going to discuss how the Rabbanan darsh in the pasuk of Munvaz and what Munvaz defines exactly as shogeg. Gemara is going to try to figure out the definition of shogeg both according to Munvaz and exactly the parameters of shogeg according to the Rabbanan. And then we're going to get into cases where all Amoraim might agree what the definition of shogeg is according to the Rabbanan, because we're going to find that it's a machlokas Amoraim what the Rabbanan hold shogeg is. So we're going to come up with cases that everybody agrees. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have the very fascinating case of a person who's lost in the desert, has no idea what day Shabbos is, what day he's supposed to observe as Shabbos, which may have ramifications for someone who's in the North Pole or something. So if he has, if he doesn't know what day Shabbos, I don't think that counts as the only coincidence this time of year, the North Pole. But let's pick up from the Gemara on the bottom of Samech Ches Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, V'Rabbanan, two lines from the bottom, V'Rabbanan, Hay Torah Achas May Avdilei. What did the Rabbanan do with the Torah Achas, meaning with the comparison between Shogeg and Mezid? If they hold Tinok Shenishba does bring a Karban, so what are they going to learn from the Pasuk that Munvaz used to teach us that a Tinok Shenishba doesn't bring a Karban? So Rabbi Shubin Levi, they're going to use it for Rabbi Shubin Levi taught to his son, Torah Achas Yelechem, La'osa Bishkaga, Uchsiv, and the Pasuk also says, in regards to Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says, V'chi sishku v'lo sasu, es kol ha-mitzvos ha'ilu asher dibur Hashem al-Moshe, uksiv v'ha-nefesh shertasa b'yad rama. So, hukshu kulam l'avodah Zarah. From there we learn that we can compare all of them, the shogeg and the mezid, all to the rules of Avodah Zarah. Ma lahalon, davar shachayev malzdon ukaris shirigasa chatas, av kol davar shachayev malzdon ukaris, just like we have Avodah Zarah, we say that it's only for something the carbon of Avodah Zarah is only brought if you did the kind of Avera of Avodah Zarah, for which if you did B'mezid, you'd be Chayiv Kares, and if you did it B'shogeg, you'd be Chayiv Echatos. So too, when it comes to Kala Torah Kula, you only bring carbon Chatos if it's something that if you do it B'mezid, you'd be Chayiv Kares. The Chayiv of Echatos only comes not on Stam, any Lo Sase, it has to be on an Avera that if you were to do a b'mezid, you'd be chayiv a carbon chatos. That's what the Rabbanan are going to learn from that pasuk, from Torah Achas. So says the Gemara now, okay, good. Now we've already established that Munvaz holds that you need to have some level of knowledge in order for you to be chayiv a carbon chatos for doing an aver b'shogeg. And Rabbi Akiva said, then maybe you should even need some level of knowledge while you're doing the avera. Munvaz says, yeah, you should. So vel Munvaz shkaga b'mai. So what exactly is the shogeg that for which you're chayev echatos that Munvaz is thinking of? As Rashi points out, vel Munvaz damalel demishayislo yedia b'shas maisa chayev echatos, that a person has yedia, he knows what's going on while he's doing the maisa. So then, where's this shogeg? Why isn't that called a simple mezid? How can we refer to that as a shogeg? Shkaga b'mai. So says the Gemara, kigon shogeg the karban. No, he was shogeg about the karban, meaning he didn't know. He knew that he's chayiv if he does this b'mezid, he's chayiv kares, and he knew that this is asur to do, but he didn't know that he's chayiv v'chatos if he does it b'shogeg. So that's called shogeg. That itself makes it a shogeg. The fact that he didn't know that someone does b'shogeg is chayiv v'chatos. Rabban shigas karban lo shmashkaga, and the rabban will say, come on, that's not called a shogeg. Just because until you are shogeg about the avera, being shogeg about the karban itself is not called a shogeg. So, right, Rashi says, lo shmashkaga ad sheshagag b'avera atzma, unless you're shogeg on the avera itself, meaning the avera itself that you're violating b'mezid, that avera has to have been b'shogeg, where you don't know that it's asur, or you don't know that you're chayiv kares. But when you do an avera b'mezid, and your only shogeg is that you don't know that you're chayiv a karban, that's not called a shogeg b'avera atzma. Now, what does come clear from the sugya is that there are two types of shkagos. There's a shogeg b'metzias, and there's a shogeg b'din. And each one would be chayiv echatos. I mean, even according to Rabbanan, if you're shogeg on the kares, that would also be called a shogeg. So the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Shkagos, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, writes that if you combine both types of shkagos in one case, then it would still be called a shogeg. Meaning, let's say a guy thinks that it's mutter to eat chaylev, or that there's no chayiv kares on chaylev, and then he confuses chaylev for shuman, and he eats the wrong one, meaning he thinks he's eating shuman, he accidentally eats chaylev. So not only was he shogeg about the din, he was also shogeg about what he was doing. He thought he was eating shuman, and he was really eating chaylev. And then when he realizes that he made a mistake in the din, he also realizes that he made a mistake in the metzias. He realizes both, so he's chayev achatas. It's still called a shogeg. You don't say that, well, since even though since it's a double shogeg, it's even weaker. Now you could be mitzarif both mine shkagos, both types of shkagos together. That's how the Mishnah Melech suggests in Hilchos Shkagos. So says the Gemara of Rabbanan, shigas karban lo shmashkaga. The Rabbanan would say shigas karban, not knowing that you chayev a karban for this avera, that's not called a shkaga. Rabbanan shkaga b'mai. According to the Rabbanan, who hold that you need a shkaga ba'avera atzma, you need the shogeg to be on the avera itself. So where do we say that, what exactly is the definition of shogeg? Does shogeg have to be that you don't know that the thing is usr in the first place? Or could it even be that you know that it's usr, but you don't know it's chayiv kares? Meaning, the Rabbanan just say that shogeg b'karban is not enough. But if you're shogeg about the kares, you don't know that you're chayiv kares, that is called a shogeg, even though you know the avera is an avera? Or did the Rabbanan say, no, you have to not know that it's an avera at all in order to be chayiv a karban? So it says, so this is a machlokas amorayim, what the shita of the Rabbanan is. Rabbi Yochanan amar kivin sheshagag b'karis afal pi shehezid b'lav. Rabbi Yochanan will say, even though you know what you're doing is an avera, but you didn't know that you chayiv karis for it, that's called shogeg. Reish Lakish amar ad sheyishkog b'lav v'karis. Reish Lakish would say, no, it has to be, in order for it to be a shogeg, it has to be that you didn't even know that it was usher. That's what we would call a shogeg. Again, this is all in terms of shogeg bedin. If it was shogeg b'metzias, that's a whole separate category. If you think that it's chaylev, that it's shuman, and it's really chaylev, that's a whole separate category. But in terms of shogeg bedin, this is the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish within the sheet of the Rabbanan. Certainly being shogeg by not knowing that something is chayiv karban chatos would not be defined as a shogeg. What is defined as a shogeg, though, according to the Rabbanan? Is it that simply you don't know that it's chayiv kares, or it has to be that you don't even know that it's asr at all? So I'm a Rav in my time, Rav Shimon Lakish. Why does Reish Lakish say that it has to be that you don't know that it's an avera at all? Amar Krah, because the pasuk says, Asher lo se asana b'shkagav yashem. So we darshan ad sheyishkog b'lav v'kares sheba. That it has to be the Asher lo se asana is a lav. So the case where you chayiv a karban is Asher lo se asana, where you have a lav, where you're shogeg about the lav, you're shogeg about the avera itself. Rabbi Yochanan, so what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with that pasuk that Reish Lakish learns that you need to be shogeg b'lav? So he uses it to teach us what's taught in the following brisa. May am ha'aretz prat l'mumar. May am ha'aretz comes to tell me to exclude a mumar from the parsha of Karban. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Asher Lo Siyasen Bishkaga VeHashem Hashav Miyidiyaso Maybe Karban Al Shigaso Lo Shav Miyidiyaso Eino Maybe Karban Al Shigaso. That the meaning, how do I know that a mumar doesn't bring Karban? Because only someone who is shogeg, and that's why he's violating the Avera. But had he known everything there is to know, he would not violate the Avera. Only such a person is chayv to bring a Karban. But if someone is just doesn't care, he's a mumar, he doesn't care about anything. So yeah, he may be shogeg about this, because he may not know that this is usher. But guess what? If he did know it was usher, he would do it anyway. It wouldn't make a difference. He's eino shav miyidiyaso, so such a person would not be chayiv a karban, does not bring a karban. That's what Rabbi Yochanan does with the pasuk of Reish Lakish. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya. Tanan, we have probably the most famous mission, most important, famous, I don't know, Mishnah in the Masechta that we're going to have later on in Daf Ayin Gimel, where the Mishnah lists off the Avos Melachos of Shabbos. It's one Mishnah, lists off all 39 Melachos of Shabbos. Tanan, Avos Melachos Arboim Chasrachas. Mishnah says there are 39 Avos Melachos of Shabbos. Vavinun Ba, Minyana Lamali. And we always ask this question, whenever a Mishnah gives a number and then lists them, we always ask, well, come on, we know how to add. We have all our fingers and toes. We can, well, 39, we'll have to use some of them, most of them twice. But still, we could figure it out. We'll be able to count. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me a number? Va'am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is mechadish. The reason it has to tell me the number, shemason kulan behalem echad, chayiv al klachas vachas. That if you somehow manage to do all 39 malachas of Shabbos, you're chayiv separately for each and every malacha. If you do it in one period of helem where you forgot about Shabbos, and you do all 39 melachos of Shabbos, you're chayiv 39 separate karbanos. So hechi mishkach. So what's the case where you were shogeg about all 39 melachos? Bezadon Shabbos, v'shigas melachos. So it's that you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know about these melachos. So bishlam le Rabbi Yochanan da amar kivan sheshagag b'kares afal b'sheiz b'lav mishkach zakon diyadolol le Shabbos b'lav. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that shogeg just means that you don't know your chayv kares, but you know that it's usher. So I could envision such a case. A guy knows that it's Shabbos, it's Zadon Shabbos, and Shigas Melachos, he forgets, meaning if it was a Shigas Shabbos, he just didn't know it was Shabbos, so we already learned, then he's only going to be Chayv one Karban, because that was his Shogig was only in one thing, was in the fact that he didn't know it was Shabbos. So we're obviously talking about a case where he knew it was Shabbos, and he didn't know, he was Shogig about all 39 Melachos. So if you hold that the definition of Shogig is, I could know that it's Usher, I just don't know that it's Chayv Kares, that's still called a shogeg. So you can envision a guy knows that it's Shabbos, he knows that it's usher to do all 39 malachos, he just doesn't know that he's chayiv kares for doing all 39 malachos. So good, that makes a lot of sense. So you can have such a case, a person never learned that there's a chayiv kares. So that's why he's going to be chayiv 39 karbanos. El Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, da amar, but if you hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that the definition of shogeg has to be that you don't even know that what you're doing is usher. So what's the case? The other is Shabbos b'mai. What exactly is the case of a guy who knows that it's Shabbos and is shogeg about all 39 melachos, which means he doesn't know that any of these activities are usher? What exactly does he know about Shabbos if he doesn't know that these activities are usher? How can you call that Zadon Shabbos? He knows it's Shabbos, and he knows that he's not allowed to do melacha today. But these 39 things he thought he's allowed to do, that's not Shabbos. That's not called knowing it's Shabbos. What exactly does he know about Shabbos if he doesn't know about these 39 melachos? So answers the Gemara, diyada b'tchum in vali b'drabi kiva. Maybe we're assuming he knows tchum Shabbos. That's not a malacha, but it is an issur daraisa according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, our Gemara strongly implies that if you disagree with Rabbi Akiva, you would hold tchum Shabbos is derabanan. The Yerushalmi in the fifth parak of Erevin says that no, Rabbi Akiva's chiddush is that tchum of alpayim amma is daraisa. That the fact that we have a tchum of 2,000 amos is daraisa. But even the rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Akiva and think that tchum of alpayim amma is derabanan, they would agree that a tchum of yud beis mil is daraisa. That there is such a thing as tchum and daraisa. Again, against the mashmos of our Gemara. Our Gemara sounds like that the only way we can work something out over here is if you assume that Tchumen is you assume like Rabbi Akiva that Tchumen is Daraisa. Otherwise Tchumen would be pure Derabanan. So Tosos raised the question, is that the best we can come up with? If you look at Tosos, Diyadullah B'Tchumen Fractosos, Tamilari, toward the end, Da Milo Kamar Diadol Shabbos Passe, the Xavyom Shabbos Tishvos, Xivnami, Ushmartimus Shabbos. There are mitzvahs Passe of Shabbos. I mean, the Gemara is asking, the guy doesn't know any of the 39 melachos, so what does he know about Shabbos? How could you say that he's Zodan about Shabbos? Maybe he knows about the mitzvahs Passe of Shabbos. He knows about Kiddush, he knows about Avdallah, so good, so he knows about Shabbos. He knows you're supposed to have Sudos of Shabbos, so why do we call it that he doesn't know anything about Shabbos? Now, the Rashba, he doesn't ask this as a kasha. He just writes pistam. Who adin? It could have said that he knows about the mitzvah of Shabbos. That Enoch Inami could have given that answer as well. The problem with saying that Enoch Inami could have given that answer as well is that it seems to be, if it's a viable answer, it seems to be a much better answer. Because the answer the Gemara gives that he knows about Tchumen is only Alibad Rabbi Akiva, is only within one Tana. Everybody holds there are mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, so if you're going to say that he knows about the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, that would have worked alibad kuli alma. That would have worked according to everybody. In the Gilion of the page over here in Tos Yeshanim, he says maybe the Gemara could have given even a different answer. He says vein sra lomar kigon shata b'shiurim kigon desavadol mechayev el behever heyamos brishas rabim ob tofer gimel tfiros v'kosev gimel osios. He says why don't we say a different answer? The guy knew that all of these malachos are asur on Shabbos. He just didn't know the shear of the malacha. He thought that if he writes two letters on Shabbos, he's patur. That you're only chayiv if you write three letters on Shabbos. So maybe that's the case of a guy who knows that it's Shabbos, but didn't know, but was shogeg about all the malachos, meaning he was shogeg about the shear of all the malachos. So the Tosafot Shabbos says, nah, you can't say that because delo shchiach sheishkach v'yomer midaito shir she'ino. Because well, why would a person make up a shir out of thin air? That's it's hard to imagine that a guy would think three letters about every single malacha. He's going to think the wrong shir. When Shabbos says very uncommon for a guy to know that something is asur, he has that level of knowledge where he could recite for you all 39 melachos of Shabbos, but he doesn't know the shear of each melacha, and he makes up his own shear. The Tosrid is mitarets that's called karv lemezid already. That once you know all the melachos, so then you should be medaktik b'shir rehen. Then it's not even a shogeg, then it's already a karv lemezid. Okay, but this is the struggle that the Rishonim have over here of all of the things to say. Why dafka pik tchumen? That's what he knows about Shabbos. Why not any of the mitzvos asay of Shabbos? The Ritva has an interesting line. He says you can't say Kiddush v'Avdallah and Oneg Achila because if you don't know about Shvisas Melacha, it doesn't count. Then Kiddush v'Avdallah, it's not called Yediyah l'Shabbos of Kiddush v'Avdallah, which is a very interesting concept that probably relates to the Ramban's comment on the Torah, where the Ramban writes that the purpose of Shvisa, the purpose of the mitzvos asay of Shabbos, is that anyone can be shoveh. So let's say you sleep all day on Shabbos. So you experience such a Shabbos, you didn't do anything. You just slept, you didn't do any malacha. You just sat on your couch all day. You just sat there. So that's a Shabbos. Is that what Shabbos is supposed to be? So Ramban al-Torah points out that the purpose of the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos is that it makes the shvisa for malacha a shvisa hanikeres. Meaning the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos are not completely independent of the los saseh of Shabbos. The los saseh of Shabbos are granted meaning by the mitzvah of Shabbos. If I just don't do malacha, it could just be I have nothing to do. I'm not a worker. I don't like working. I have nothing to do. But once I'm mekadesh Shabbos and I show that I declare this day is special, that's my declaration that my not doing malacha today, in my refraining from malacha today, is a meaningful refrain, a shvisa nikeres, a recognizable meaningful refrain from malacha. So that's probably what the Ritva is referring to. The Ritva, Talmud, the Ramban. It's probably what he's grand Talmud of the Ramban is probably what he's referring to. He's probably referring to this concept of Shvisa and Keres by saying knowing Kiddush and Avdallah is not called knowing anything about Shabbos if you don't know about the Malachos. The whole purpose of Kiddush and Avdallah is to lend meaning to the fact that you're being Shoveis mi Malacha. Says the Gemara, Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan. Who's the author of the following brisa? Shogeg bezeh bezeh zeh shogeg hamor b'torah. If a person is shogeg bezeh bezeh, he doesn't know that it's Shabbos, and he doesn't know that it's that this malacha is asr. That's shogeg. hazed b'zeh b'zeh, we mazed amur b'torah. If he's mazed about both, so that's complete mazed. He knows that it's Shabbos. He knows this is Zasser. Good. That's mazed. Shagag b'Shabbos v'hizid b'malachas. Let's say if a guy forgot it was Shabbos, but he knew that what he was doing was a malacha. Oh, sheshagag b'malachas v'hizid b'Shabbos. Or he didn't know what he was doing as a malacha, but he did know that it was Shabbos. Oh, shamar yodeh nishum malachas u'asura. Aval ein yodeh shechayav nala korban olo. Or even a guy knows that it's Shabbos. He knows what he's doing is asur. He just didn't know that you chayav a korban for it. Chayav. You're going to be chayav a korban in that case. So keman, kemunvaz. So who's that assuming like? That's assuming like munvaz. Again, munvaz's definition of shogeg is that even if you know everything except for the fact that you're chayav a korban, that itself is enough to be considered a shogeg. So this brisa is obviously clearly going like munvaz. Amar Abaya, kol modim b'shvos bitui, shein chayavan. So now, once we declare that's going like munvaz, very good. So now the Gemara is going to give two cases where Abaye says there's not going to be any machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Again, we had a machlokas tanoim, munvaz, and the chachamim, what the definition of shogeg is, where munvaz says the definition of shogeg is even if you know everything except for the chayav a korban, and the chachamim said, no, that's not called shogeg. But then we had a machlokas amorayim, what the chachamim will call shogeg. Is it that the chachamim will call shogeg if you don't know that you're chayav kares, but you know that this is aser? Or maybe the chachamim only call it shogeg if you don't even know that what you're doing is aser. So Abayi is going to come up with two cases where there's no machlokas amoraim about what the rabbanon hold, where all the amoraim are going to agree what the sheet of the rabbanon is. Amar Abaye, hakol modim b'shvuas bitui. Everyone agrees in a case of shvuas bitui. Shvuas bitui is you take a shvua that you will do something and then you don't do it, or you take a shvua that you did do something and you didn't do it. It's either ala avar, ala asid, right? Sha ochel v'lo ochel, sha achalti v'lo achalti, right? Something like that. So everyone agrees by Shvuz Bitui, Shein Chayev Nala Karban, Ad Sheishkog Belav Sheba, that you're only going to be Chayev a Karban when you're Shogeg Belav Sheba. If you have to forget the fact that you took the Shvua at the time that you eat, so that's called Shogeg Belav Sheba, that you took a Shvua, you're not going to eat donuts anymore, and then at the time that you're eating a donut, you had forgotten that you had taken that Shvua. That's called the Shogeg on Shvuas Bitui. So Hakol Modim Man, who is this Hakol Modim over here? So Rabbi Yochanan, we're saying Rabbi Yochanan. This is, as Rashi points out, this is clearly not going back on the Machlokas Tanoim between Munvaz and the Rabbanan to tell us that Munvaz is Moda, that Shigas Karban over here is not called the Shkaga, because Mehechi Tesi, that Munvaz would be Moda over here. Adrabi, you'd say it's a Kal V'chomer, if by Kolator Kula, where there's no Chiddush in the Karban, Munvaz still says Yechayiv B'Shigas Karban, over here where the Karban is a Chiddush, where it's a Chiddush, that there's no, the concept of a Karban by Shavuos Bito is a Chiddush because there's no Kare. And still, you chayav a karban when you do it b'shogeg. So all the more so when you're shogeg about the karban, that's called a real shogeg. So of course, Munvaz would hold his ground over here. There's no way Munvaz would agree that being shogeg on karban is not defined as a shogeg over here. So vada, you have to say we're going within the sheet of the rabbanan, and we're talking about the machlokas and moroyim about what the rabbanan hold. The machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So who's hakol modim, Rabbi Yochanan, that even though Rabbi Yochanan generally holds that if you're mazed belav, that you're still going to be chayav a karban, over here he holds that you need to be shogeg belav. You have to not know that this is aser in order to be chayav a karban. So says Mar Pshita, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan hechadika kares, aval hechadaleka kares lo. Of course Rabbi Yochanan's going to be mold over here. Because how did Rabbi Yochanan define shogeg? That you didn't know that you're chayav kares. But over here there is no kares, so you couldn't know that it couldn't be a case that you didn't know that you're chayiv kares, because you're not chayiv kares. So obviously Rabbi Yochanan will be moda that you need to be shogeg belav when it comes to Shavuos Bitui. So says Gemara, no, there's a half minute to say otherwise. Sal kedai dechamina. Hold the chayiv korban chidushu. I might have thought that since over here by Shavuos Bitui, the chiyuv of a carbon is a chiddush again because there is no chiyuv kares. The bekala Torah kula lo ashkan lav demaisi alei carbon v'achamaisi, because in the rest of kala Torah kula we never find just a regular lav without any kares for which you're chayiv a carbon, and yet over here this is a regular lav, no kares, and yet you're chayiv a carbon. So kishagig a carbon nami chayiv. I might think that even if you're shogig about whether you're chayiv a carbon, that would be enough to be mechayiv you. That maybe we'd admit to the sheet of munvas that just being shogig on the carbon would be enough. So come ashman. Therefore, comes tell me no. Being shogig on the carbon is not enough. You need to be shogig. It can't be about the kares because there is no kares. You need to be shogig about the lav. You need to be shogig about the fact that it's usser while you are doing it. Meisvei, so ask the Gemara on the top of Ambeis, Ezu shigash shuvas bitui l'sha'avar. What is an example of a shugaga of a past tense shuvas bitui? Meaning, what did we talk about? We spoke about you took a shuvah that you're not going to eat donuts. And then you ate a donut having forgotten that you took a shuvah. What if you took a shuvah that I did eat a donut? And then, and you didn't. Or you took a shuvah that I didn't and I did. You took a shuvah in the past tense. So I understand very well if it's in future tense, so you could forget the shuvah at the time that you eat. But if it's in past tense, you say she'achalti, and you didn't eat, so let's pick that case. You took a shuvah that you ate a donut yesterday, and you didn't eat a donut yesterday. So that's not a shogeg, because if you hold that if you thought that you ate at the time that you took the shuvah, you're not chayiv a karban. That we have a drasha mesach shuvos to tell me you're not chayiv a karban. So what's the case? She'mamar yodeh. That if you say that I know that this shvuah is aser, but I don't know, I didn't know that I was chayiv a karban for taking the shvuah, so then you're going to be chayiv. Hamani munvasi. That goes only according to the shita of munvas, it seems, because munvas is the one that says that your shogeg on the carbon is called a shogeg. But according to the Rabbanim who disagree with Munvaz, they will not hold that there's ever a case where you're going to be chayiv a carbon for a shvuas bitui l'sha'avar, for a past tense shvuas bitui. You just can't have such a case. So there's a lishna achrina. We'll skip the parentheses. That's that the Rashi doesn't like it anyway. The lishna achrina over here, where it fits even according to the Rabbanan. So let's go back to that. Va'am Rabbaye. Second case where Rabbaye is going to say hakol modim, where everybody's going to agree, where both shitas now Maroim are going to agree right after the two dots. Va'am Rabbaye. Hakol modim betruma shein chayav nalechomesh ad sheishkog belav sheba. Everyone agrees that when it comes to truma, that you're only going to be chayav v'chomesh. The halacha is if you eat truma b'shogeg, you're a zar, and you eat truma b'shogeg, so you have to bring a carbon. You also have to pay back the truma, plus you add an extra fifth. You have to pay back. You have to pay back more than you actually ate. 1/5 more than you actually ate. So everyone agrees by truma that you're only going to be chayiv the chomesh ad sheyishkog b'lav sheba. When you're shogeg about the lav, meaning you thought what you were eating was chulin, you had no idea that what you were eating was truma. So akol modim man, Rabbi Yochanan. Who's the akol modim? Even Rabbi Yochanan, who normally says that shogeg is defined as just not knowing that you're chayiv kares, over here will be modded that shogeg is defined as not knowing that the thing you were doing is usher in the first place. That's the only way that it's going to be a shogeg over here. So pshita, kiyam Rabbi Yochanan hechadika kares. Of course Rabbi Yochanan will be mulled over here. When does Rabbi Yochanan define shogeg as kares, as not knowing that you're chayiv kares? By an avera for which you are chayiv kares. Hecha deleka kares lo. But for eating shuma, you're not chayiv kares anyway. Chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. It's a totally different onesh. So there is no kares. So of course Rabbi Yochanan is going to be mulled that the definition of shogeg is the lav. So says Gemara, no, ma'u detema misa b'makom kares omedes. I might have thought that misa b'dei shemayim is the same status, whatever status kares has by a normal isser kares, the misa will have for the isser of eating truma, and therefore, if in order to be shogeg by a regular isser kares, you have to be shogeg about the kares, to be shogeg about eating truma, you have to be shogeg about the misa b'dei shemayim. V'chishagag b'misa nami l'chayiv, and therefore, I might think that Rabbi Yochanan would say, if you eat truma and you just didn't know that you chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, that you'd be chayiv a carbon for that would be called a shogeg. Kamash Mulan. Therefore comes tell me otherwise, that it's dafka kares, it's dafka by surei kares, where a shogeg b'kares is going to warrant being chayiv a carbon chatos. Rava Amar, Rava disagrees. He says, Misa b'makom kari somedes, v'chomesh makom karban kari. That ain't a chinami. Misa stands in the place of kares, and the chomesh is b'makom karban. So you're going to be chayev v'chomesh, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if you were shogeg on the Misa b'dei shemayim. You were shogeg on the fact that you chayev Misa for eating the truma. And it's it sounds over here that b'dinei karban, Abaye holds Misa b'dei shemayim is not similar to kares, and Rava holds Misa b'dei shemayim is similar to kares. The Rashash points out it is somewhat strange that we seem to find the opinions are reversed in Maseches Ksuvos and Daf Lamed and Beis. The third parak of Maseches Ksuvos almost entirely, at least the first half of the third parak, is entirely dedicated to the concept called Kamlei b'drabi minei, that if you violate two averos, which carry with it two different onshim, and you violate them simultaneously, you're only chayev for the more serious onesh and not for the less severe onesh. So there is a discussion: what if you do something that you're chayev kares and you're chayev malkus for at the same time? So you can be chayev only the kares and not the malkus. What if you do something that you're chayev misa b'dei shemayim and malkus? Would we say that okay, once you're getting the misa b'dei shemayim, you're not going to get the malkus, or you chayev misa b'dei shemayim and mamon? So we're going to say that once you're getting the misa b'dei shemayim, you're not going to be chayev the mamon. So in regards to kamlei b'drabi minei, if you assume like Rabbi Nechunya that a chi of kares patash from tashlumin, Abaye holds that both misa b'dei shemayim and kares are similar to a regular misa and would patter you from having to pay any money, and Rava holds no, only kares is going to patter you from having to pay money, not misa b'dei shemayim. So it's somewhat ironic, somewhat strange that over there Rava holds that kares is not the same as misa b'dei shemayim, is not the same as kares. Over here in our Gemara, in regards to a chiyuv karban, Rava holds, or in regards to the chiyuv chomesh, Rava holds that kares is similar to misa b'dei shemayim. So in Sharm Tzion Balachi suggests that maybe we could be masbir as follows. Abaye learns from the pasuk over there, vim ason yiyah, and that includes misa b'dei adam and misa b'dei shemayim. Rava learns from the fact that the Torah says v'im halem ya'alimu l'bilti he'misoso v'hicharti oso. So the Torah is medama onesh kares to misa b'dei adam and not misa b'dei shemayim. Over here, we're not being medama the misa b'dei shemayim to kares. They're both meaning it's not being about being medama them to each other. It's just that they're both b'dei shemayim. They both happen to be something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Meaning kares is not something that we do down here. It's something that that Hashem does b'dei shemayim. So it turns out that they have opposite opinions of what you would expect in Maseches Ksuvos. Vayter now, two dots. Amar Rav Huna. So this is the final discussion of our daf. A very fascinating case. Hayimahalich b'midbar ven yodeh emasai Shabbos. The guy is in the desert. He wakes up in the desert. He has no idea where he is, what's going on. He doesn't know what day of the week it is. And he has no idea what day Shabbos is. So what should he do about Shabbos? So mona shisha yamim umeshamar yom echad. He should count 6 days, assume today is Sunday, and then on the seventh day, he'll observe that as Shabbos. Chia baravo omer mishamer yom echad umona shisha. He should be mishamer yom echad and then count 6 days, meaning assume the next day is Shabbos. Not today, not the day that he's on, because he already did malacha today, so that's not a good bet. So assume tomorrow is Shabbos, and then count the following 6 days as weekdays. So b'maika mifli, what is the nekudas hamachlokas over here, whether you count six and then observe Shabbos, or you observe Shabbos and then count six? So Mar Sover Kibriyasu Shalom, Mar Sover Kadam Rishon. One opinion says, well, we follow Briyas HaOlam. Briyas HaOlam was 6 weekdays, then Shabbos. So that's what you should do. The other one says, no, it's Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon, the day that he came into this world, he finished that day, and then the very next day was Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in Maruk Tzion, Simon Shin, Dalad Mem talks about someone who's in the North Pole. That if where you have 6 months of nighttime, 6 months of daytime, so he thinks maybe it should have a similar concept to over here. Except he says what you would do over there is, meaning if you're in the North Pole, it's Lav Dafka, you didn't know what day it is. It's just that there's no such thing as day. You don't know. So he says you should start counting 24-hour periods and count that as days. That's a fascinating discussion in general. They had that Shiloh about when man landed on the moon. So Rav Zevin published a whole article about how do you keep Shabbos on the moon? Because you know, obviously you're not going through the same days and nights on the moon. Okay, very interesting questions. But very, very hard to find sugyas and shas that deal directly with those things, so they have to, you know, work in through the back door like these kinds of sugyas. So Meisvei, Hayim Mahalich Bederek, so ask Gemara, what about the following case? Person is Mahalik Bederek, traveling on the road, Vemio Dei Emesai Shabbos, and he doesn't know when Shabbos is, Meshamer Yomechel Deshisha, so he should observe one day of Shabbos for 6 days of weekdays. So my love, doesn't that imply Mona Shisha Meshamer Yomechel, that he should first count 6 days and then be Shomer the seventh day of Shabbos, not the reverse? Says Gemara, lo, Meshamer Yomechel, Mona Shisha, who says? Maybe that means that you should observe one day of Shabbos and then count 6 weekdays. No, because if that's what it meant, it wouldn't have said Meshamer Yom Echad L'Shisha, it would have said Bishomer Yom Echad and then count six. It must be that we're talking about where you're counting six, and then you're being Mona, then you're being Shomer Yom Echad. Va'odah, furthermore, Tanya, Yimalik Baderach B'midbar, Ve'en Yodei Emesai Shabbos, Mona Shisha Meshamer Yom Echad. It says explicitly, first count 6 weekdays, and then you're Shomer Yom Echad. So Tiyufta, the Chibarav Tiyufta. Says, okay, so this is a Tiyufta, you have to say that it means, like we said, that you're Mona Shisha, and then you observe the seventh day as Shabbos. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rava, b'chol yom v'yom oslo k'dei parnasaso. So what should you do on each of those days? So each of those days you should do k'dei parnasaso. Do whatever you need to survive for that day. Bar me'ahu yom, except for the day of Shabbos. Except for the day that you're observing Shabbos, don't do any malacha on that day. Says Gemara, what? V'ahu yom alemus? So what, that day you shouldn't do what you need to survive, so you should die? So how does that make sense? So davin me'at bol sh'dei parnasos. No, it means the day before the day that you're going to observe a Shabbos, do what you're going to need, do enough malacha to get you through the next 2 days. So Frekli Gemara, yeah, but you don't know when is really Shabbos. Every day might really be Shabbos. V'dilma me'etmol Shabbos havai. So maybe the day that you're doing double the malacha, that might actually be Shabbos. So that's very risky. So rather what we say is every single day, including the day that you're observing a Shabbos, pikuach nefesh, you do whatever it takes to survive in each of those days. But then what makes that day Shabbos? What are you doing different? If every day you're refraining from any unnecessary malacha, and every day you're doing exactly enough malacha that you need to survive, what makes Shabbos Shabbos? So answer the Gemara, b'kiddush of Avdalta. Kiddush and Havdalah is what makes it Shabbos. So you're going to say Kiddush, you're going to make Havdalah. That's enough for it to be defined as Shabbos. Prima Gadim in Mishpat Zav Sim Shin Dalin Mem is medactic from the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the second paragraph of Vilchus Shabbos that you make the brachos hayom of Kiddush and Havdalah. Sounds like and you daven the tefillos of Shabbos. Sounds like you're even making brachos. Right, so that you mekadesh mavdil b'shem u'malchus. The Ritva says, but wait a second, it's a suffik. How can you make a bracha on a suffik? So he says, when do we say suffik brachos b'dar reisa chozer? That's only if you know that you're chayiv a bracha. If you're mesubuk, if you're chayiv a bracha, so you shouldn't say a bracha levatala. It's a suffik bracha levatala. So says the Ritva, yes, suffik bracha levatala is only in esed rabbanon. So or maybe not like the Rambam. Maybe it means below bracha. Maybe you say kiddush and avdallah without a bracha. Sfasemis suggests maybe it's without Shema Malchus, something like that. What about Anachas Tefillin? So the Bir Alacha says Yechayiv in Tefillin because then you follow Rove. Rove of the days are days that Yechayiv in Tefillin, so you need to be Maniach Tefillin on these occasions. It's an interesting remez that every day we do Kedei Parnasaso, even on that day that you're being Meshamer. So in the Divrei Elio, he says, this is Merumas in the Pasuk, in the Aseres Dibros in Parshas Yisro. Pasuk says, Zachar es Yom HaShabbos. So we always, you know, think of Zachar es Yom HaShabbos as a mitzvah of Kiddush. Says, no, make sure you know what day Shabbos is. Remember which day Shabbos is. Why? Don't forget when it is, because then it will turn out that you'll benefit doubly. Ki shesh es yom tavod vasis kol melachtecha. That first of all, if you remember what day Shabbos is, then the other 6 days you'll be able to do kol melachtecha. You won't have to refrain from doing anything that's not pikuach nefesh. You'll be able to do all your work. And not only that, but also, v'yom ha'shvi'i Shabbos l'Hashem elokecha losasa kol malacha. And that way, the day that is Shabbos, you won't have to do any malacha. Whereas if you don't know what day Shabbos is, then the day that is Shabbos, you're going to have to do some sort of malacha. Amar Rava, im hayamakir miktsas hayom sheyatzabo, osa malacha kol yom kulo. If a person knows what day he left on his journey on, and he knows that day wasn't Shabbos, so then he could do malacha that entire day. Meaning, then only the other 6 days are besafek, that entire day he could do malacha. So says Mar Pshita, of course, if you know of one day, that this day is definitely not Shabbos, so of course you could do malacha that entire day. So says Mar Amal detema, kivin de Shabbos lo nafik, I might have thought that since you know you didn't leave on your journey on Shabbos, it's a pretty safe bet you didn't leave on Erev Shabbos either, because you're not supposed to leave on long trips on Erev Shabbos. So even if this guy maybe left on Thursday, so at least we have 2 days that we could let him do malacha, because we know he didn't leave on Shabbos and we know he didn't leave on Friday, so that knocks out 2 days of the week that we could he should be allowed to do malacha. So kamash malon, therefore comes tell me no, that zimnin de mishkach shiato mikri v'nafik, even though people try to refrain from leaving on Erev Shabbos in shasad chak, you know, if they find that there's a good flight, a good caravan that's going, they'll take it on Erev Shabbos. They wouldn't do it on Shabbos, but on Erev Shabbos they would do it. So therefore you can't assume that he didn't leave on Erev Shabbos. Okay, we'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow.